For more than 20 years, makeup artist V. Neal has been transforming Hollywood actors. She turned Robin Williams into Mrs. Doubtfire, Martin Landau into Bela Lugosi in the movie Ed Wood, and Michael Keaton into a devilish ghoul in Beetlejuice. V. Neal won Academy Awards for each of those films. She is currently nominated for her fourth Oscar for work on Pirates of the Caribbean: The Curse of the Black Pearl. For this week's Intersections, our series on artists and their inspirations, NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
V. Neal doesn't know why, but when she was a little girl, she loved scaring herself.
I remember watching The Million Dollar Movie, a show that aired every day like at 5 o'clock, and they would always have these thriller and monster movies on, and I would just scare myself silly. Didn't matter what it was. I think I finally was stopped when I watched The Beast with Five Fingers one too many times, and my mother was tired of me being scared because I was always peeking around corners and, like, waiting to see if this hand was going to jump out at me.
Tell me, what is it?
Oh, man, the library. The hand, it crawled on my desk and picked up the ring. I saw it with my own eyes. It's alive. I tell you, it's alive!
Scary movies and monsters. V. Neal was drawn to them like some girls are drawn to Barbie dolls. She also liked to make up her cousins with her mom's lipstick or shoe polish, whatever was available. The first time she realized that people did this for a living was through her neighbor in Granada Hills, California. Leo Letito did makeup for the TV shows Wagon Train and Alfred Hitchcock Presents.
He would make us up at Halloween. His daughter was my best friend, and, you know, I'd be a little witch, and I'd have these putty noses. And I remember when I was little just saying, "Oh, Mr. Letito, I want to do what you do when I grow up."
While Letito gave her the idea that there was an artistic side to makeup, he also introduced her to real-world limitations.
I was always told as a child that I couldn't be a makeup artist because all the makeup artists were men. And it probably wasn't till I got to be a young woman that I actually realized that, hey, I can learn how to do that. And yes, I can force my way in this business. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll figure it out, you know?
In the early 1970s, when she was 18, Neal opened her own antique clothing store in Los Angeles. A lot of her customers were guys in rock bands.
And I worked for this really crazy kind of space band, let's say, you know, like the David Bowie era space band. And they wanted to have big heads and pointed ears and all this crazy stuff. And I said, well, you know, I really don't know how to do this, but I tell you what, I'll find out. So I thought, well, heck, I'm going to go to one of those science fiction conventions and see if I can meet anybody.
She did. Fred Phillips, the makeup artist for The Outer Limits and the original Star Trek TV series. It was Phillips who made Vulcan ears for Leonard Nimoy's Mr. Spock. Apparently they were made at his kitchen table and baked in his oven.
Traitorous pig, I'll hang you up by your Vulcan ears. I'll have you all executed!
I think not. Your authority on this ship is extremely limited, Captain.
Fred Phillips' use of color, says V. Neal, was inventive. Bright blue aliens, a green lizard creature. Phillips was also generous. He mentored Neal and gave her her first big break.
Fred called me up and said, how would you like to work with me on the Star Trek movie? And I said, you've got to be kidding me. It was like everybody in Hollywood wanted to work on that Star Trek movie because, you know, everybody was such fans of the TV show. So I went in and worked on the first Star Trek movie, and I never looked back.
Neal says jobs poured in after Star Trek, many of them movies for which the makeup was about as important as the acting, like director Tim Burton's 1990 film Edward Scissorhands. Johnny Depp, in one of his first leading roles, plays a young man whose hands are scissors.
What happened to you?
I'm not finished.
Oh! Put those down. Don't come any closer. Just... please.
A makeup artist is often the first person an actor works with in the morning when shooting a film. Johnny Depp liked Neal and the job she did so much that he asked to work with her again on other films, including Pirates of the Caribbean. For that film, she was brought in to lead the entire hair and makeup crew. After poring over reference books, consulting with a maritime historian, and watching old Errol Flynn movies, V. Neal got the idea that pirates might actually have worn their stolen trinkets. Neal, herself a treasure hunter, owns a huge collection of colorful trade beads from around the world. As she and hairstylist Martin Samuel were designing Johnny Depp's look, she thought those beads might come in handy.
Johnny had a really great idea for his wig. He wanted dreads and all kinds of bangles and stuff hanging in it. And Martin started making, like, our test wig. And he had a wig that had some kind of funky plastic things. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. We can't have those. I said, whip those out. I said, let me bring in my bead box.
As Captain Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp looks more like a charming con man than a cruel pillager. But he's still a pirate. So V and Neil tried to bring authentic details to the character, such as dark black smears under his eyes.
Historically, a lot of the pirates used, you know, different kinds of greases and or coals possibly that they picked up, you know, in India and some of the different areas. It was used to diminish the reflection of the sea, you know, from their eyes so that it wasn't so bright. I mean, they obviously didn't wear sunglasses. Johnny really liked it a lot because it reminded him of Keith Richards.
If the Rolling Stones guitarist Keith Richards had been a pirate, he might have acted just like Johnny Depp's Jack Sparrow.
Well, I'm actually feeling rather good about this. I think we've all arrived at a very special place, eh?
Oh.
Spiritually, ecumenically, grammatically.
Depp's performance in Pirates of the Caribbean earned him a Best Actor nomination, and V. Neil is up for her fourth Oscar for makeup. No matter what happens, V. Neil thinks she has the best job in Hollywood, because she's figured out how to turn what was once child's play into a thriving career. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Photos of some of V. Neil's famous movie creations are at npr.org. Next week on Intersections, playwright August Wilson talks about drawing inspiration from blues singer Bessie Smith. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.